This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
LGBT news from around the world, scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities. From Australia's Joy 94.9, this is the Worldwide Wrap.
Tonight we start off in Taiwan, that country that never seems to end with its constitutional tussle between
the mother country.
Yes, marriage equality, full equality, partial equality or not. So at the moment the drama seems to lie around a group of experts that have warned that the government should allow equal marriage in full or risk political catastrophe. Since the vote last November, which quashed hopes of transition straight to equal marriage, anti-LGBT groups have been pushing lawmakers to form what they call a cohabitation or partnership laws rather than full equal marriage.
Marriage light.
Yeah, so exactly. So some constitutional law experts in Taiwan have warned the current government and the new prime minister that they must enact it equal marriage in full and give full rights and use the term marriage, or the country will be making a major step backwards.
So this actually came about because the Constitutional Court made a ruling. They said the current situation of not allowing same-sex marriage was unconstitutional, and they gave the government 2 years to legislate or it would automatically become law.
Yeah, so we're seeing
the referendum was sort of thrown in as a bit of a red herring. So the courts have already said that the referendum does not overrule the constitutional ruling. So the ball is very much in the Parliament's court at the moment.
Yeah, so it's interesting. These experts say that this any attempts to bring in as a cohabitation law would be just make it an inferior law, or should I say, place same-sex partnerships as on an inferior level.
And therefore that would be out of alignment with what the Constitutional Court has ruled.
So it's an interesting, tussle we see in between law courts and public opinion and parliamentary decisions. So
it sounds like the court, so the parliament just doesn't want to make the decision. They don't want to stick their neck out and say we're making a ruling here.
So similar echoes again to what happened here, really.
Across to Indonesia now. Some good and some bad news. First, the bad news, where the mayor of the Indonesian city of Padang is using, or says he is using, the military to hunt down LGBTI people and subject them to conversion therapy. The mayor, it's in the province in Western Sumatra, is searching and arresting LGBTI people, and then he says when they're found they are coached by the military.
Yes, definitely need inverted commas there. Yes, so they have to go through with the help of what they call ulema, or Islamic scholars. They perform, as we've discussed previously on this show, situation called rukya, where the form of exorcism on individuals in the hope of frightening the gay out of them.
Trying to convert them in some way. And this is just one example of many things that have been happening in Indonesia with issues around Sharia law and floggings up in Aceh, public, very high-ranking government officials speaking out against gay people. It's not been a fantastic time in the last couple of years for Indonesia's LGBT community. Some good news, the government has stepped in to help protect HIV support groups. This is a very rare sign of level-headedness from the Indonesian government, recognising that the health needs should not be overrode by this current crackdown that's going on.
Yeah, it seems sort of a typical thing in Indonesia. I mean, for one thing, they're running up to an election, so these things tend to get flare up. And also it seems to be that issue again between more conservative regions of Indonesia and the central government in Jakarta, and it's like the country's on two very different tracks. Now to much better news in Angola, which has now become the first country in 2019 to legalize same-sex, to decriminalize gay sex, with the country's parliament replacing the colonial era penal code, very similar to what happened in India last year. So this Southwest African country's law from 1886.
So they kept it really current, 1886.
So a similar situation to India, which was that the Portuguese brought in this law in 1886 and was predominantly aimed at sodomy. And
but interestingly, the laws they've brought in have also banned discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation in the area of employment. So they've kind of thrown in an extra one in there, which is really pleasing to see.
Although there is still no legal recognition of same-sex couples. However, last year they celebrated a major win when the government legally recognised LGBTI rights groups and known as Iris Angola.
And so, I love the fact that the vote went through. It was 155 votes in favour, one against and seven abstentions. Now that's massive.
That's quite incredible. And seems to be a bit of a sort of a trend at the moment. We're seeing a few countries that may be following in the footsteps of India last year and Angola this year. Tipped this year, potentially Lebanon and Tunisia are currently considering ending their anti-gay laws. Singapore, there are court challenges in Singapore regarding some discriminatory laws. And Jamaica, can you believe it? And Kenya could lead to decriminalization in this year.
I think
Jamaica's quite astounding.
I would say I'll believe it when I see
it. I'm the same. I'm say the same in Kenya, but you never know. You know.
But we're right there with them, cheering along. Across to France now. You heard just there in the news at the top of the hour with Richard, authorities are combating anti-LGBT bullying with a new countrywide school campaign. It's from the Ministry of Education and Youth. It's called All Equal, All Allies, and it will see all state schools putting up posters and providing guides about LGBTI issues. That rings a bell about something here in Australia, doesn't it?
Something
kind of making schools safe.
Safe schools. Yes, as a teacher, I do remember something about that.
It is very, very positive, though. Teachers and interest groups have said that bullying is a daily reality for thousands of students. There was a report released last year showing 38% increase in reports of homophobic acts in school. So it is really positive to see that the government is stepping up and
And
it comes
after a number of high-profile homophobic attacks across France in October last year. There was a 34-year-old gay man who was tricked into going into an after-party with two men, and he was badly beaten. So, you know, despite what we think of France as highly progressive, they're still dealing, like Australia, with these issues.
And in brief, in Singapore, HIV positive status of over 14,000 people have been leaked online.
Terrible. Brazil and gay congressman Jean Willis has left the country after threats to his life.
In France, gay singer Bilal Hassani has won the right to represent France in Eurovision.
And that's a wrap.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, World Wide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.